Would you use the term lines when you were riding or just driving?
Both.
Okay. The, when you, do y'all feel like taking a break or?
No, just going.
Okay, all right. We're really sailing right along. The, when you plow a field, what do you call the little trenches that are left behind?
Furrows.
Okay. And wheat and corn and soybeans and all those things are all,
grain.
Well, or tomatoes, and say we're going to raise some
crops.
Yeah. What do you call it, say, if you have a field that's got maybe underbrush and trees and things like that on it, you want to get ready for planting, what do you have to do to it?
Clear.
Okay, is that what you say? Clear the land?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a piece of land that you've just done this to? Do you have any name for this?
Cleared land.
Okay. If you have a grass crop like alfalfa or any kind of hay that you're going to make, what do you call a second time you harvest it?
Second cutting.
Okay. The next thing has to do with harvesting wheat and oats, and I know that what they do now is run a combine over the field. But how do they used to gather it together when they harvested wheat and oats?
They bind it.
Okay, they bind it into what?
Bundles.
Okay. And then what would they do to it next?
They would shock it,
mm-hmm.
and then they would let it dry in the shock, and a separator would come and you would separate it, or a thatch machine.
Mm-hmm.
A separator and a thatch machine is on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were either run by gasoline or steam,
mm-hmm.
steam engines.
How many bundles would a shock have normally?
Oh, we generally made them long ones that set two together and about 8 to 10 bundles in a shock.
Mm-hmm. The, okay. The, next thing has to do with different kinds of bread. What's the usual word you have for to describe homemade bread that you'd make? Or would have made, say, years ago?
Just bread.
Okay. Would you have a term for bread that you bought in the store?
No, still be bread.
It's just bread, regardless of where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you have it? What are some different types of things like bread, like you know, other things are made out of dough that you
muffins.
Bake?
Mm-hmm. Buns.
Mm-hmm.
Butter.
Would there be any difference? Would you ever use a term like biscuit or anything like that?
Oh yeah, biscuits.
Yeah. Is there a difference between a biscuit and a bun? Because I.
Yeah, because my mother would make sweet rolls, coffee cake donuts, and buns, which would be sweet roll buns, I mean,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just regular biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Regular
biscuits meat. Are made without yeast, and sweet rolls and everything else has got yeast in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you have a term to describe bread that's made out of wheat flour as opposed to other types of flour?
Wheat bread.
Okay. What about bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. Would you have any term for this if you had large cakes of it or anything like that? Other than cornbread?
No.
I'm thinking of corn pone maybe, but we never use that.
You never use corn pone. What would that be if you did use it?
It's just cornbread is always the same thing, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a difference in the shape or the type?
Oh, Johnny cake.
What would a Johnny cake be?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Baked and.
Okay. It would be in a pan or.
Mm-hmm.
Same way.